SBS Italian.
On the occasion of the Queen's Birthday 2019 honours, Italian-Australian Mr. Salvatore Perna from Melbourne received the honours for significant service to racing integrity and to community. And we are very pleased to have him here today with us on SBS Italian to share his story. Good morning, Mr. Perna, and congratulations.
Good morning, Francesca. Thank you very much for that.
Let's start with the very beginning of your story. Tell us about your work in the community. But starting from your profession, you are an ex-detective inspector with the Victorian Police. How did you start and why?
It's a long story, I guess. My parents were post-war immigrants from Italy. My father was from Napoli and my mother from a small city called Fiume, not far from Trieste, but now part of Croatia. They came to Australia. They always wanted their children to have good jobs, and that was one of the reasons they came to Melbourne. I was planning to be an accountant. I studied accounting and economy at school. I had an interview with what they had then called career guidance people, and when they received all the results from my interview, they said that I would be silly to be an accountant because it would be boring for me. I was sitting at home. We grew up first in Collingwood and then in Clifton Hill in the Housing Commission. And I saw a young man coming home from his work. He was wearing a cardigan on top of what looked like a uniform. And I said hello and we started talking, and he told me he was a police officer. And at the end of the conversation, it inspired me to think about becoming a policeman instead of an accountant, and that's really how I ended up being in the police force.
In your experience in Victorian Police, it really gave you a good glimpse of the changing of the society in Victoria, in Melbourne in particular. So what can you say would be a good experience to tell our listeners to make them understand what meant to you to be part of the Victorian Police?
There's so much that happened in that 20 years, because I think being a policeman or being a police officer is one of the most rewarding jobs you can have, because you meet so many different people from so many different backgrounds, so many different life stories, that it gives you a really good perspective on what is important in life and what is not. So, for example, one of the areas that I worked in on two occasions was the homicide squad, where we investigated murders, of course, and there were people that were killed for various reasons, but in a lot of cases for very, very silly or trivial reasons. So, for example, one investigation that I did was a man that was killed in a city park, and he was killed because they wanted to rob him, and they robbed him of something like $10. Now, that to a young policeman, that says something to you, that your life can be gone in just a split second, so you need to make the most of it. The other experiences, particularly in working in the inner suburbs like Collingwood and Brunswick, was my interaction with many immigrants, not only Italian but Greek and other European immigrants that had come to settle in Melbourne. And the thing I took most from those people was that they wanted to make life be something that would count, not just a day by day, make some money, save some money, live your life. It was to experience life, and that was about family, and it was about friends, and it was about bringing people together for whether it was a very simple, you know, pasta dinner or a barbecue, but to get together with people and have a rewarding life and make every day a winner, if you like. And when I balanced that against the things I saw in policing, I took a lot from that culture, and even today, you know, as a family, even with another generation of Australian-born children, they value family very, very much, and they value the most you can make out of your life. And I think they're the couple of learnings that I took out of my career.
Later on, you were selected to become Victoria's Racing Integrity Commissioner. What was the most consistent issue at the time in racing, and how you worked to make races a better place?
The racing industry in this state is worth about $4 billion. It's a very, very big part of Victorian economy. There are many, many people connected, estimated about 200,000 people that are connected in one way or another with racing. If you look just in horse racing and just with the Melbourne Cup Carnival, there are about 300,000, 400,000 people that go to those 4 days. That's how big it is in this particular state, in this particular city. So there must be some ways to make sure that the racing industry is as clean as it possibly can. And this is what integrity is all about. And for me, that's about making sure that the administration that runs horse racing, thoroughbred racing, harness racing, and greyhound racing have the best systems and the best processes and the highest of standards when it comes to things about drug control and stopping things like race fixing, which are issues that we see overseas and in other sports. And that's what I think my job is all about.
You're also chairman and organizer of the Victorian Blue Ribbon Foundation Ball. What is the aim of the organization?
Blue Ribbon Foundation is about remembering and commemorating the police that lose their lives on duty. One of the most unique parts of a police career that you go to work in the morning, but you can never be 100% sure that you'll be able to come home. And unfortunately, there are over 100 police that have lost their lives. And this foundation is about making sure that we commemorate those people and that we engage as a community to say to all police that we support them and we want to be proud about the work that they do for us. So Blue Ribbon Day, the September 29th, every year is a day about wearing something on your clothes or on your car aerial or on your mirror that's a blue ribbon to say that you are, as a member of the community, do recognise that and that you do support what the police do.
Absolutely. Do you think in life, and that's our last question, so in your life, work, values in life, your Italian background played a role?
Oh, absolutely, Francesca. I am very, very proud of my Italian background. I think culturally we're very, very strong as a community, and I think the values that we have about family, as I mentioned before, are one of those things that make us very, very strong and very proud of having an Italian background. We do have a love for life. You know, my father, who came from a very poor background, he lived on the street. You know, in Italian, they would call him a scugnizzo because he lived on the street, and he would have to steal food and hide in the church so he could sleep at night. But that didn't stop him from having a very full life and from passing on those values to us as children growing up in Melbourne, that you must always be proud of yourself, that you know that you can always achieve something. It doesn't matter how much money you have or what background you have or where you've come from, that you make the most of your life. And, you know, around our living room, he used to have tiles that had been hand-painted that would say things like pure le pisci fanno l'amore. In Naples, people lived every day as if it might be their last day, and I think that's a very strong message that we can adopt irrespective of where we are in the world and what our backgrounds are.
Absolutely. Sal, thanks so much for your time, or maybe I should say Salvatore, grazie mille, because your words really meant a lot, and I am sure that they will resonate with many of our listeners of Italian background. And again, congratulations.
Molto grazie, Francesca. Anche lei.
Dicci la tua. Segui la pagina SBS Italian su Facebook e sul profilo Twitter SBS Italian.